she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
You missed a good dance move over here.
Oh, did I?
Yep.
Maybe he can do it again.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Y'all
hey.
Missed it, too.
JP, a.k.a. the Snuggle Monster.
What up?
What hey. Up? And I'm Sybil. Welcome. We're here every Saturday morning taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex for your next new car. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. If you're telephonically challenged, you can always go to autoflex.com, see all of our great pre-owned cars there, apply for a lease online. Maybe the most valuable thing, get a free Black Book appraisal on your car, on your trade-in, right there at autoflex.com.
Mm-hmm. This Takata story will not go away. And coming up at 9:30, we'll talk a little bit more about another death that's been confirmed from the Takata airbags. But first, Nissan Maxima is trying to get some younger attention.
You know, the Maxima was a huge seller when it first came out, and it's sort of languished in the last few years. And so what they've done is a total redesign for 2016. They're going to make the Maxima weigh less by about 79 pounds. They're giving it more horsepower, raising the horsepower actually to 300 horsepower, which is a lot for a car that size.
Yeah.
And they've changed the styling of the vehicle a lot. It's a lot more aggressive in its style. And they've added things like a big 8-inch display screen so that you can use the car to search Google and things like that. And they've got a 7-inch instrument display. And you can actually, like on the nav screen, you can switch it from screen to screen. Now, we're going to talk about later in the show, how important is that to you?
Not.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. But it's loaded with stuff that they believe that a younger buyer will want.
Is it supposed to be a built-in iPad or something?
No, it's just they give you a touch screen and you can swipe some stuff from screen to screen on it.
So that's not at all like a built-in?
No. Not at all. The biggest change, I think the biggest change in the whole situation is they are going to build 5 models of the car. And it's going to come 5 different ways, and that's it.
This is like Honda does it, people.
Yeah.
You have your LX, your EX, your EXL, your EXL with nav. That's how it'll be, and the packages will include more and more features as you go up in price and up to that top package. Makes it very simple for manufacturing, doesn't it, Dave?
It does, and Honda says that. We keep it simple. Mm-hmm. So, but what it does, it means if you want a lower line, you get a lower line. You can have a red or blue or green or white or whatever color, all the way up to the high line, but there's no options. They come like they come. And it makes it really, really simple for supply because it's easy to get a car. They're only going to build 5 different cars. So it's not like they're building cars with hundreds of different options.
Like GM does.
Exactly. They build or Porsche. They build those cars 5 different ways. You tell them which one you want. You tell them what color. Or you call us and tell us, and we'll get it for you. But 5 different basic cars, and that's it. So that's the biggest, biggest change. They've got those constant velocity transmissions in those cars. Mm-hmm. All Nissans do.
CVTs.
And
What is that?
It means that you really can't feel it shift.
Constant velocity.
I know, but I don't know what that means.
You can't feel it shift or hear it shift.
Okay.
Really? It's really smooth, supposedly. But one of the characteristics of the transmission is that when you take your foot off the gas, you feel it drag you back a little bit. It slows you down. And they've worked on that, and they say that they've got that completely cleared out. So you don't have that drag from the CVT.
We'll test drive one when they come out for sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and the competitors for this are like the Toyota Avalon and the Hyundai Genesis, Chevrolet Impala, Acura TLX. So this is the large car sort of market, and that's the market that's losing young people the fastest. So that's why they've made the changes in this car, to try to make it sporty and make it more attractive.
That was my first car. It was a 1987 Nissan Maxima.
And they sold a lot of them then. I had one that was probably in the 90s. I had one. I did a lease on it. Great car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Comfortable, full size. You could put five adults in there.
Right.
And I think this last generation was a sexy looking car with the way the front fenders had kind of bulbous and and had a little bit of a roundness to them. Can you guys see how I'm doing my hands to describe the shape of the car?
So anyway. It has been, but their numbers have been dropping just like the numbers of all large cars, large sedans. So they're trying to change that by changing the styling.
You want to know my opinion about that?
Yes.
I think people jump from the generation that wants a car. They want a smaller, sporty car that's economical and also on price as well as fuel economy. Once they need more space and they're going to carry more people, they want to jump to an SUV.
That's so true.
I think we're losing that. And then once you're over 60, you want to get back into the big sedan.
That's pretty well how it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've seen a huge growth in our SUV business.
Huge.
Huge.
Giant.
Because of the gas prices going up.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that we've noticed is that SUVs now cost between $1 and $1.5 if you want a big Tahoe or if you want almost any kind of large SUV, they are terribly expensive.
Talk about sticker shock. People need to make sure they have one of those defibrillators on all the car lots with the SUVs.
What you have seen, though, is a gigantic growth in leasing in that area because it does make the payments more affordable, and you don't have to carry it out 84 months, which is crazy. By the way, if you do an 84-month loan, you will be in the car for at least 5.5 years before you can trade. How about that?
No. You can trade at any time without having to stroke a big fat check to make up the difference in the payoff and the value of the car. You can always trade. Nobody's keeping you in that. But, yeah, you cannot build equity fast enough with a loan that term.
Yeah. Mm.
So anyway, the obscene truck and SUV prices are being somewhat mitigated by the fact you can lease them and get a decent payment on one. But don't, and we may talk about this later in the show, don't sign a 72 or an 84-month loan contract. It's entirely too long. The car's going to be out of warranty for a long time. If you drive more than 15 or 18,000 miles a year, you're going to mile the car out well before the car is paid for. Then you've got another problem because then you've got car expenses and you got a car that's out of warranty.
I have an idea. Mm-hmm. You could call AutoFlex and talk to us about maybe even a pre-owned SUV lease or FlexBuy to help make it more affordable.
There you go.
We have a great group of specialists that will advise you. You tell us your conundrum, and we'll figure out a way to solve it for you.
That's right. Problem solvers.
Car conundrum. We don't need any personal
carnundrum.
Yeah.
Carnundrum. That's called.
New word. Good job.
Yeah. Carnundrum. I like that.
Hashtag carnundrum.
All right. So CarMax is in trouble in California. They're getting heat because they are selling cars that have safety recalls on them. And it's one of those stories that it's a two-sided street. CarMax is not a franchise dealer. They are an independent used car lot. So they can't repair any of these cars. The repairs have to be done by the franchise dealer. Now, CarMax does notify anyone that buys a car that has an open recall on it that the recall is there and they need to take their car to a franchise dealer's shop and get the recall repaired. So they're notifying the people already, but the citizens of California are upset because they're selling the car, period. They want CarMax to take all the cars in and get the repairs done on the recalls before they offer the cars for sale. It's sort of a difficult situation because, number one, they don't always know. And number two, it's like the Takata airbag thing. It's hard to notify everyone because some of those cars have been sold 3 or 4 times now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're on the third or fourth owner. The car may have started out in California. It could be in New Jersey now. Who knows who's got the car?
Right.
If they haven't taken it to a factory shop to have a repair done, then the factory doesn't have a track on it.
When it comes to a pre-owned car, it is the consumer. It is on the consumer to check this out.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be somewhat responsible for ourselves, ladies and gents.
Really?
Right? Yeah. This
you
is
mean
Mama
grown adults?
Talking. Tamma's talking now.
Tamma.
We need to take some responsibility. However, I do believe CarMax could do this because that is goodwill. However, be prepared to pay a little extra for those cars because it's going to take time and money to get it done.
Right.
AutoFlex Leasing fan texts are starting to roll in. Can y'all discuss third row vehicles, but not huge SUVs and not a minivan?
Oh, can we ever?
Go ahead.
Let me start with a Honda Pilot.
Yeah.
A Toyota Highlander. Two great options. We have smoking leases on them. Now, the Honda Pilot's going to be a whole new generation for 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some really good deals on these 2015s. But the technology for the 16 will be much more advanced. And I know you don't want a minivan, but their Honda Odyssey has already made that jump over to the updated technology. So the new 2016 Pilot will be the bomb. Highlanders are great. They lease well. Both hold their value extremely well.
Yeah.
I like a GMC Acadia, Buick Enclave, Chevy Traverse. That's another class that's just awesome.
Right.
And those are all in the medium price point. So you're not jumping up to the Tahoes and the Escalades and the GMCs and the Sequoias.
Right.
So there you go. There's just a quick deal. And, of course, you can call our office for more great ideas.
Well, that's what I was going to say, too. It's really hard to know everything that's out there, but we have the FlexLease computer system at the office. You call, speak to one of the specialists. They'll be able to go over even more options for you.
And you can test drive them all one at a time, side by side, instead of having to hop around from lot to lot.
And that's really important if you're looking at a people carrier, because oftentimes there are baby seats involved or dog kennels or something like that. You got to make sure it fits.
Right.
And let me mention something else. This week, a client was referred to me by a good friend and a previous client, and they wanted a big SUV because they have a an Expedition EL right now. It's a gazillion miles on it. It's, you know, it's definitely lived a good life with this family.
Right.
And they're very involved in all their children's activities, soccer tournaments all over the country, and so they drive everywhere and wanted plenty of miles. One of the things I've suggested to people in the past who think they need a Suburban because they go a four-wheel drive Suburban because they go to Colorado for spring break once a year, or they take two or three of these over-the-road trips per year and want to put a whole bunch more miles, add a bunch more miles, and so forth. There is a solution. One of these mid-size SUVs for your daily driving. Okay, you really want to think, when you think about budget, think about choosing a car that fits your daily life.
Yes.
Not the vacation life. Okay, you can rent a minivan or a big SUV for those trips, keep the miles and the wear and tear off your car and put it on them. And should something happen, it's all on that rental car company. You'll save enough money in your payment and fuel economy to make up for the rental of that week that you take your car on your trip.
It's like those people that buy pickup trucks and use them once a year as a pickup truck.
Right.
Get something else. Rent a pickup.
You can rent it.
You can go to Lowe's or Home Depot, rent a truck.
Oh, yeah.
A lot cheaper than making a big truck payment every week and paying more for gasoline.
Good advice.
Yep.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And if you're looking for a new car, you should call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234-888. 234-1234 out of the area. AutoFlex.com, where you can set up a test drive so you could drive maybe two or three cars side by side right there at AutoFlex.com. Apply for credit. Whether you've got great credit or whether you need help with your credit, you can apply for a loan or a lease right there online also.
I want to tell you about a pretty cool deal that I mentioned also to another client who, because of the summer months and they're in education, they don't really want to make any payments right away. But they are in the market for a new vehicle, and I told them what we can do is use the rebate money to help put off their payments, so that cash back can take care of their payments. Plus, they can also have it in their pocket for their summer vacation. So if you are in the market for a vehicle, the way rebates work, they apply to reduce the price of the car, but you can also have your rebate back in customer cash.
Mm-hmm.
So call us if you think you'd like to get your new vehicle and take the family on a vacation at the same time.
I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because people always think, oh, if I get a lease, I don't get the rebate because I'm not buying it.
Oh. No, you get all the rebates. Plus, there's a lot of rebates that people don't know about.
Our computer system helps us to find all of the rebates and then talk to you about what you qualify for so we can stack up everything that's available to you.
Let me tell you about rebates. Are you a USAA insured? Are you insured by Geico? Are you a member of a plumber's union? Are you a dairy farmer? All of those categories have rebates through different manufacturers, I'm telling you.
Interesting.
It's crazy.
I would have never guessed.
Oh, there's literally hundreds of rebates out there, and the only way you can find out is to call us, and we'll tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you don't want to know, don't call.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. If I trade my vehicle in to lease a new one from you, is the increase in trade-in value worth the money spent to touch up the paint and detail the car before I bring it to you? 100% yes in almost every case. Now, it's according to if it's a dent big enough for your insurance company to fix, for sure there, let them fix it. But if the car comes in and it's extremely clean and the dings and the dents, it doesn't have any, and it's very clean inside and out, under the hood and in the trunk, we think the car's well been taken. It's been well taken care of. I mean, that's just and so does everyone else. So if you're going to trade in your car, clean it up first. Make sure there's no junk. Get the hamburger wrappers out of the back floorboard.
We've actually seen a car that had so much dirt in it, it started to have little little plants growing.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Little green things coming up from the carpet.
Little seedlings had sprouted.
Disgusting.
Yes.
I guess they were watering it if it was I don't know.
That's awful.
Yeah, clean it out. But the bottom line is, the better if you keep your car clean that all the time, that is maintenance, because just like with anything, if enough dirt and gunk builds up, it starts to wear things down. Mm-hmm. Or break things down, I guess. Keep it clean.
Well,
you know,
it's like you mentioned before, if you're selling your house, you don't let people come see it with junk everywhere.
Right.
You clean it and you stage it and you make it look all pretty.
Exactly. Same thing with a car. And it works.
Or if you're going on a first date, you get a haircut, you shave your face, do all that.
I don't shave.
You shave your face?
No, but men do, don't they?
Okay.
Most of them.
I want to be clear.
Shave your legs.
You do shave your legs.
Yeah.
Okay, so Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Off-topic question. I have a 2013 Accord that is a standard 7-speed.
6-speed. They corrected it later.
A standard 6-speed. Do I jump from first to third gear? Is that a bad thing? I assume they're talking about a manual 6-speed? Almost have to be.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that
is standard. He said
somebody told him it was bad to do that.
It's not
first to third.
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
Oh my gosh.
Now, as long as it doesn't bog the engine down too bad, it's going to be fine.
I would
feel
like
first going up. I think that's fine. It's that's the downshifting when you
drop your transmission out.
It's not going to hurt anything.
All right, then.
I don't have an opinion. I don't know.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, what about low credit score? Will I be approved? That's pretty subjective, but here's the thing. We have 40-something lenders, and we can help people that have really, really poor credit, and we can help people that have really, really great credit, and the difference is the better your credit, the lower the interest rate you're afforded by the lender.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we can help you if you've got poor credit. Now, you can have such poor credit that you can't qualify for anything, and then basically no one can help you. But we can help pretty well everybody.
But you know what? I'm going to just really peel back the layers here and tell you that with the credit situation, sometimes people come to us and the only way to be approved is if you will put some cash down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that usually cash buys credit back because it shows your good intention to make the payments, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have any money down and your credit is crummy, you have a lower chance of the approval.
And the other thing the cash does is it allows the lender to own the vehicle in such a position that if the loan goes bad, they're not going to lose $1 zillion when they have to repossess the car.
Right.
I mean, just to be honest with you, that's why they want a down payment where they're in the vehicle in a position. So if it fails, they're not in too bad a shape.
So truly for the people who have, you know, had some poor credit, it's not all lost. You know, it's not like there's no chance at all. But it really is beneficial if you could try to save up some cash to put down, because that is just the best way to get approved. Now, here's the deal. I'm about $10,000 upside down on my current car. What would you recommend? Well, that depends on what you're trying to accomplish. If you absolutely must get out of that vehicle and into something else, we'd have to visit with you about the type of vehicle you want. I'm not going to tell you it's impossible to cover that, because there are vehicles with enough rebate.
Yeah, it's not impossible.
And if your credit is strong, the banks will advance enough to do that. But what would I recommend? Living with it. I'm not big on losing $10,000. If you want Tamaw's opinion, just keep, if you don't have to change, just keep driving it. Cars are depreciating equipment. They will not appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you should lease what depreciates and buy what appreciates. Buy real estate, lease a car.
Mm-hmm.
Lease that used to be the rule.
And then you won't be upside down because when you get to the end of the lease, you turn it back in.
Just to let everyone know that our fan texters are very, very serious. Autoflex Leasing fan text, that makes me feel really sorry for Pigpen. I mean, the little guy was in the dust all the time. You know his car is just done for.
Probably is.
Pigpen probably gets very low trade-in values for his car. I'm just saying.
Love that. All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, a.k.a. Tama, JP, a.k.a. Snuggles, and me, Sybil, a.k.a. I don't think I really have any nicknames. I mean, Sib.
You do.
Or Sibs.
You may not know.
So, those are the worst ones, aren't they?
Hey, hey.
That's what people say behind your back.
Yeah.
We're taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. What are the numbers to get the ball rolling, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can find our Save Money Monday cars posted under the manager's specials. So if you, if you're looking to save money on a pre-owned car, on Monday we're going to offer these cars for sale to the public one last time. They're going to be bargains. And they're all going to go to auction on Tuesday. So if you want to save some money on a used car, look at Save Money Monday, because Tuesday, they're all going.
And these aren't crummy cars. These aren't 1993 Dodge Avengers or anything like that.
No,
these
just offended everyone that has a 93 Dodge Avenger. All two of them.
I'm not sorry. No, actually, I wanted a Dodge Avenger when they first came out, and they probably didn't make them in 93, I'm not sure, but because they were slick-looking cars. I'm just talking about older and maybe at the end of their lives. They're not all those cars. These are quality automobiles that are collecting dust.
Ah.
And we turn our inventory fast, so if it doesn't sell, we go ahead and shoot them out to the auction.
Not to put you on the spot, but do you have an example of a couple cars that be available?
I think you just put me on the spot.
Yeah, I kind of did.
But we will talk about that.
Okay,
we'll
cool.
just pull
Sorry.
It up from our website.
Love you, Tammy.
I don't know. I'm not the used car manager. Call Craig. He knows. No, we have the smartest listeners on the question about shifting, because earlier somebody asked about skipping a gear from first to third.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have an opinion. But they said, spot on, skipping gears wears out the springs in the clutch pressure plate only if you repeatedly bog down the engine. Whether you skip gears or not, rule of thumb, if the car shakes when you are releasing the clutch, shift down and try again.
Hmm.
Thank
you. Yeah. Okay, so one more quick Autoflex Leasing fan text. Can you lease me a mobile home?
No.
Yeah, that's the one thing, because that's really more of a home and not
a vehicle.
You
can rent one probably from somebody, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's actually a good fan text also. I took a new job. I own my vehicle. I don't want to sell it. I'm driving a whole lot of miles now. Is there a short-term lease only on a used vehicle? Well, I don't know that I would suggest a short-term lease. You could do a 24-month or a 36-month lease. I'd really want to look at more of the situation, because you might be better off buying a pre-owned car that gets tremendous gas mileage and using it to run all the miles and save your other car.
Right.
Sometimes two payments are better than one if you're going to absolutely mile out the car that you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
And it might cost about the same to have the other one. Then
right.
You just have to look at insurance and everything. But that's where, when you talk to us, we'll kind of think outside the box for you and help you figure that one out.
Mm-hmm. Hold your hand through the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's lots of kids are out of school now. It's officially summertime, and people are starting to take their road trips.
It is maybe the biggest travel season we've had since 2006, 2007.
Wow.
Because gasoline is inexpensive again.
Mm-hmm.
It's running on average around $2.70 a gallon. And people are starting to plan. In fact, more and more people are starting to plan trips with their family again. That's one of the reasons I think we're seeing the increase in sales that we're seeing in SUVs, CUVs, and minivans.
Yeah, if you're going to drive, let's say your family is a member of five, has five members,
mm-hmm.
that's a pretty pricey plane ticket.
Yes.
For five people. So you now that gas prices are down, you can take that trip a lot more affordably.
Yeah. In a vehicle.
And if everybody's old enough to drive, you don't even have to get a hotel room.
Right.
You just do shift changes.
Just keep rolling. Yeah. Sleep in the back seat and shut up.
Yeah.
Don't make me pull this car. Oh, I'm sorry. Flashback.
Funny. Okay, and one more quickie rule. People have been, well, obviously we had so much rain recently and lots of cars got flooded, and there's lots of flooded cars here.
Up to and maybe even more than 10,000 cars are flood damaged in the state of Texas. That's going to mean that those cars, some of them, are going to be cleaned up and resold, and it's going to be impossible to find out if they're flood damaged by looking at paper records. You have to really check the car itself, because if someone is not insured and they pay cash to have the car cleaned up after they dry it out, they'll turn around and sell that car, and it'll have a good title, and the only way you'll know is if you know what to look for. Couple of things. Look inside the back taillights and unplug the plugs. Look for rust on the metal. Mm-hmm. Look under the seats at the bolts on the seat tracks and the motor for rust again. Look for any kind of – lift up the carpets in the back and look down inside the welds where the quarter panels are and look for any kind of dust, dirt, or leaves or anything that you look and you go, oh, my gosh, water carried that
fish,
in here.
Fish, snake.
Fish, anything like that.
Greenery growing in there.
Yeah. Unplug some of the plugs under the hood and look to see if there has been water inside, because even though they dry it out, the water has dirt, leaves a residue behind.
Okay. So, let me tell you, after the water recedes from these floods, there is this disgusting silty kind of dirt.
Yeah.
If you've ever been through one, I really am hurting for these people, because I've been through a flood and it's such a mess.
Oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm. So be really careful checking out these cars. Hire a professional, too. If you're really coming close to, before you lay out thousands of dollars of cash, spend a couple hundred to have a pro look at it if you're not the one to be crouching under, you know, looking under seats and so forth. And by the way, the last time I tried to find something under my seat, I found out I wasn't so flexible. So I'm using my smartphone camera from now on. I'm making video.
There you go.
Whenever I, where did that quarter go? And I try to make a video.
That's ingenious.
Well,
love it.
You can use your selfie stick to get it down into the little places.
Good thinking.
All right. So that's how I would do it, mm-hmm. instead of breaking my neck.
Okay. Do we, let's talk a little bit about Takata.
Yeah, this is a bad story that's been going on for a while now. Honda confirmed this last week that there has been a seventh death of a person driving a Honda from a Takata airbag that ruptured and shrapnel flew out and hit the driver of the car. One of the things I really wasn't familiar with is that all of these were not driver airbags. Of the 67 ruptures that have resulted in injuries or death across all the 11 lines of cars that have Takata airbags, 46 were driver-side airbags and 21 were passenger-side airbags.
Wow.
So I didn't realize there were both sides that could be affected. So anyway, Honda has reported the seventh death from a Takata airbag.
It's awful.
This week, Takata announced that they will continue using ammonium nitrate to inflate their airbags. They're the only manufacturer that does that. The ammonium nitrate is the propellant that is exploding and killing people. But they say that it's still safe and that they will continue to use it, even though none of their competitors do.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I know.
So, and this is typically happening in older Honda products, not a newer model.
Yes, this was a 2005 model Honda Civic that exploded and killed Kylan Langalas. So the other thing about it is, yeah, they are typically older. And if you're driving any car and you're wondering about a safety recall, go to NHTSA.com or .gov, NHTSA.gov. You can put the VIN number to your car in there, and it will tell you if there's any kind of a recall at all, especially if you're driving a Honda, Toyota, any of the 11. You can go to Autoflex's Facebook page and find the 11 manufacturers, BMW. I would put my VIN number in just to make absolutely sure.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
And I can't believe, I don't know why, But I'm amazed that there are still people out there driving these cars that haven't been repaired yet.
Well, and y'all,
why?
Yeah. Because they haven't checked, and they're the third or fourth owner. And
I don't.
It's an older car, and
they're
not checking.
I think they need to put more commercials on television.
Yeah.
They need to start blasting it out on Facebook. They need to use Twitter, whatever kind of social media. And you know what else? I think, and not to cause problems with people being pulled over, but post it at gas stations.
Yeah.
Post it everywhere that a car has to go to a gas station, so it should be in, like, every gas station. Have you checked this out?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And I think you're right. I think a lot of people don't know about it, even though it feels like we've been talking about it for months, but we're also kind of at the forefront because you guys deal with it every day.
We're in the car business. We're talking about it, bringing this news out to everybody. Gosh, if you know anybody that has Honda, ask them if they've checked it out.
Yeah. Or if you're driving one, for sure.
Takata airbags. Yeah, because even, I think it was last week, there was some kind of news report about Takata airbags on the news, and my husband said, oh, you guys should talk about this on the show.
Yeah.
You clearly haven't been listening.
Right.
He's at tennis.
Okay, so.
But you know what? Not just check your every make and model. Just get on there and check your car out for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Wait, ammonium nitrate. Isn't that the same chemical that blew up West? So these airbags are small car bombs.
I don't know.
Okay, ammonium nitrate is what they use to blow up the federal building
in Oklahoma City.
So, yes, it is. And used in evidently proper proportions, maybe it works. I don't know. It's a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Honda will take...
Yeah, but once you add liquid or water, like the humidity, apparently becomes more...
Yes. Honda will take a $363 million charge to... pay for all of the recall activity that's going on because of these airbags. Their operating profit was down 14% in the first quarter of 2015. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Here's a really great question from an Autoflex Leasing fan texter. Does Honda still use Takata? And if so, and they're using that ammonium nitrate propellant, isn't it just a matter of time until we see the newer than 05 cars with the same problem?
Well, they have a number of cars that they say that they know have the problem, and they don't use the same type of canister to hold the propellant anymore. They've changed that. So you shouldn't see any new eruptions like we're seeing from these.
Good to know.
I don't know. I leased my Acura. Somebody did ask, is that Acura also? Yes. It is. Acura is part of the Honda family.
There's 11 different manufacturers. Again, if you Google Takata airbags, you'll find out about every vehicle that's could be affected.
And one more time, what's the website to put in your VIN?
NHTSA.gov.
Mm-hmm.
National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration.gov.
And your VIN is your vehicle ID number. It will be on your insurance card. It's also on a little plate inside the windshield. You can see it from outside the car. It's inside your door panel. It's multiple places within the car. So you can find your VIN. Plug it in.
Here
to the dealership.
That's
here
right.
is a great fan text. Autoflex Leasing fan text. I bought a used car from Toyota, and I was too busy to check if it was in good condition. On my first oil change, Toyota said it's missing the washer fluid reservoir, and that there was a leak in the shocks. Did I get false information? I'm not sure about the last question, but if you're going to buy a pre-owned car, there is absolutely no reason not to pay $100 to have someone verify that the car is in good shape. We use a group called PDA.org, Property Damage Appraisers. You call them, they send an expert out. He checks the body, he checks it mechanically. He checks everything, and he gives you a full report plus pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It's $100. You can use a number of different companies to do it. Get it checked.
I had a customer pay. It was an upgraded inspection, but he was in California buying a used Mercedes SL from us.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Tammy, is it a good car? And I said, well, it looks good, but mechanically, I don't know. I suggest that you hire. You can use this third-party company. I gave him a suggestion because they are not our employee.
Right.
I pay them, and they'll check it out top to bottom, take several hours, and then they'll give you a full report. Sure enough, he paid around $250, and they checked it out. He found a few little things here and there because the car was used, but he was fine with it at the price we had. He was like, I can get that stuff fixed, no problem. It's nice to know exactly what you're getting With a used car, you're going to have to do something. Wouldn't you just like to know what it's going to be?
Yes.
Well, and the folks that sell used cars, they're all really good folks, I'm sure, and they're honest, but they don't know the history of the car. No one does.
Right.
Yeah, except the guy that was driving it before, and he's not going to tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how that works.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And if you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, the best place to go is Autoflex Leasing. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. If you've seen ads on the car that you're interested in, and it's a $40,000 car, and the ad says that you can lease it for $299 a month, give us a call and let us translate that into real money for you, because what you're going to find is you got to pay thousands of dollars to get that payment. They advertise them that way, and it is legal, but it's a little bit deceptive. So if you're out there in the market and you're looking at different leases and you just want to figure out what the real deal is, give us a call, ask for our lease comparison service, and we'll go through the entire thing. We'll tell you how much money out of pocket you've got to spend to get to that price. And we'll also tell you that we don't advise anyone to make a down payment on a lease.
Mm-hmm.
You should drive the car for as little of your money as possible for the term you want to drive it. That's the leverage in a lease.
So a lot of people are drawn by technology when it comes to a car, but it turns out not as many as we think.
Well, you know, it seems like there's a race between the manufacturers to add more and more technology to the center stack, to the dashboard. So now we're seeing everything that you can do on your smartphone, you can do in your car, and a lot more. And one of the things that is not working for these manufacturers, and they're starting to figure it out, is that they've overloaded these cars with technology. A lot of people don't use half the technology on their car. They don't know how to use it. It's cumbersome. If the biggest complaint, the car doesn't understand them when they talk to it. I think if you have an accent, that probably would make it difficult. That's the biggest one complaint is that, you know, the voice recognition doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Your voice recognition works good on your car.
Now it does.
But it didn't on the old car.
Right. And it's funny because it's the exact same car. One was a 2011 Lexus IS250 and now it's a 2015 Lexus IS250. So obviously the improvements that were made between the 4 years have come a long way.
So what they're looking at now or what they're thinking about is, what do we really include? Okay, first of all, do we put a hard drive in every car so people can record their music? Studies show that most people don't do that. I think it's a great idea.
I'm recording mine with my CDs.
Are you? Well, and that's the next thing. How long do they put CDs in cars? Because a lot of people have all their music on the radio, and you
on
don't use
phone.
The CD.
Yeah.
So does the CD go the way of the cassette? By the way, if anybody's got a cassette player, text in. I've got a cassette I need to play. Some of the concierge services that are offered, people just don't use them. And then back to voice recognition.
I have a hard time with my voice recognition.
Yeah, it's no good if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think my original problem was because Siri was buttoned into the middle of it. And so there would be two different voices that you were having to compute.
And you know what? With my HD radio or whatever it is, when I put the CD in to record, ever so often it stops and tells me to do something or that I can do something. It starts talking to me. And maybe I'm Bluetooth phone. Mm-hmm. I'm already having a conversation. This thing starts talking to me it's really weird. So I'm that typical consumer and I haven't read all my stuff. I don't know why it's doing that, but I don't want it talking to me. Just play the music.
Right.
All right.
We had an Autoflex Leasing fan text that wanted to know about the new Ford GT when it's coming out. It's that 2017 model, and the car and driver says it'll start being produced next year.
Yeah.
So my guess is late 2016.
That's going to be an extremely limited production car, and I'm going to guess that the price point on that is going to be the mid-threes. That's what I've read.
I can't afford it.
Somewhere around $350,000. They're also planning on taking one of those cars, a prototype of one of those Ford GTs, and running it at Le Mans this year.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that.
Very cool.
Sorry, get back to your...
Okay, so Sergio Marchionne, the president of Fiat Chrysler, has been doing his best to get someone to merge. He tried to get Ford to. He tried to get GM to merge with Fiat Chrysler. He's tried to get anybody to merge with Fiat Chrysler, and here's why. Fiat Chrysler is making money, but they're not getting to keep a lot of it. They're having to rebate so much money on the cars that aren't selling well that they're not able to keep a lot of the money they're making with the cars that are selling well. What sells well? The Jeep brand sells extremely well. The Ram pickup sells extremely well. They've got some cars. Jeep's 7% of the total U.S. SUV market right now. So they've got some cars that are doing really well. What's not selling? The Dodge Dart, the Chrysler 200. And so they're having to rebate lots of money on those cars, and they're entering them into airport fleets and to fleet purchase programs, so they're not making as much money on those
rental
cars.
Rental car programs.
Rental car programs, exactly.
But what he needs to do is come up with some new products, right?
Yeah, he does. And he doesn't really have the money to come up with a new product. That's why he needs to come up with new engines, new designs, all kinds of cool stuff, and he doesn't really have the money to do that.
It takes money to make money.
It does.
Yes,
and
it does.
He's asked everybody to merge, and no one has in the car business. Here's the thing. He needs to merge a lot worse than they need to merge with him.
Right.
So he doesn't really have any players. He says that he's going to Apple and to Google next if he can't get any more money from the car business. If you break the numbers down, he makes about one-tenth what Ford and GM make at the end of the road. He may sell as much, but he doesn't get to keep near as much of it. So it's because of the rebates and the fleet sales they're doing. And the only reason they're doing those is because they have to.
Right.
Period.
So we'll see what happens with that, and of course, we'll cover it right here on Saturday Morning Test Drive. I always love these stories because we like to end on a fun note, usually.
Well,
goofy,
this is sort of
fun. Goofy human tricks.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, okay, so here are three cases of drivers that have run over themselves.
Or they've been hit with their own cars.
How do you do that? Okay,
I
so.
I don't know.
Stay behind the wheel, and that probably won't happen.
It won't happen. A 64-year-old woman was knocked down in her minivan in Lake Crystal, Minnesota, when she got out to retrieve something from her house.
It was in gear.
She gets out of her car. It's still in gear. She walks around it, and it hits her. A man in South Center Township, Pennsylvania, was hospitalized after leaving his idling car to adjust something under the hood. Apparently, he adjusted the wrong thing. The car ran over him.
Oh, no.
Lunged forward.
Jamie Vandegrift, 23, was slammed by his own car as he leaped from the driver's side, evidently not far enough to clear the door, to avoid the South Portland, Maine Police Department, who was doing their very best to arrest him. They were in pursuit.
Because he robbed a Shaw's supermarket.
Oops.
Ran over himself.
Number three, he deserved to be run over.
Karma,
yeah.
I'm saying.
The others, yep. I'm sorry, but number three, you know.
Well, the first lady, though, she gets out and oh, she knocked her car into down gear. I missed that part.
Yeah.
I thought we were saying that she left her car in gear and then got out.
She did. She was knocked down by her in-gear car. It's really hard to get this right.
Okay.
The car, she left it in gear, but she got out to go get something in it.
How funny.
She's a genius.
Like, how would that even happen? I mean, I guess you're so distracted that you just don't realize, you don't remember to put your car in park?
Listen,
she's
people are distracted these days.
That's true.
You know, otherwise you wouldn't leave another person in the car.
Yeah.
Your dog.
Things like that. Your dog, your child, I forget things all the time.
We're going to talk about automated driving next week and what happens when the car has to decide what to run over.
Ooh.
Because you're not driving it.
Right.
It's making those decisions. So we'll talk about that next week.
I was actually talking about self-driving cars last night, as a matter of fact. It came up in conversation, and somebody had said, can you override it? And I go, you know, we talk about self-driving cars all the time, and I've brought up that question, but I don't know the answer.
You can right now. They're all set up with the ability to be overridden. The new Google cars don't actually have a steering wheel, but in case they've got a steering wheel, but it's not there.
Okay.
In case you want to, you can slap it on there real quick and steer it.
Oh, be hard to slap on a steering
wheel. Yeah. I think I'd have mine in place.
Me
just
too.
In case.
Just in case you need it. another cool technology thing, just since we're on this, that people were showing me last night. It's called a Cricket, and it's a bracelet, but it puts your whole iPhone screen on your wrist.
On your arm. Yeah, it's very cool.
On your forearm.
So do you know somebody who has that?
No, it's just a prototype.
Oh.
It's not even really a thing.
Right.
It's not in production or anything, but you like flip your wrist.
Oh, I thought you could buy one.
I don't think so.
Oh, they're really cool.
Yeah. You just have a flick of the wrist, and then all you have to do is like
push the buttons.
Yeah, because it's a song, and you just push the buttons, and you can call people. It's crazy.
Call Autoflex.
Yes.
Especially when you need a car.
What are those numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. Autoflex.com if you want to do the whole thing online.
Yeah. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Snuggles for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.